Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. And welcome, everybody. Yeah, a lot of crazy stuff going on. By the way, before we start, somebody called me, and I can't verify it, so I don't want to state that it's true. But somebody called me and said that Mr. Trump sent the premier of Russia a message. You know.
Oh.
Now, does anybody have any information on this, or where this article is, or is there any truth in it? Anybody know anything about it? Give us a call at 213-816-1650. If you know anything about verification that Mr. Trump has intervened with this Russian stuff and the Ukraine and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
I'll look up.
In listening to the business news, a very interesting observation that one of the top corporate heads, Kelly, I think his name is Kelly, made an observation that it's very dangerous to have the Federal Reserve interfering in with the stock market.
That's true.
He made the point of saying it's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
So that's what we've been pointing out as far as the government interfering with the lives of the disabled. Now, it's the same idea.
Right.
See, look at all the money that's involved with the stock market. And here comes the federal government butting in. And it's the same thing with the disabled. Look at all the money that is supposed to be there to help you. But they're butting in.
Yeah, I know they are.
The whole thing is horrible. And it's connected. It's connected. Because
yeah, it
we're
is.
Not the only ones that realize that it's dangerous to have this Federal Reserve butt into people's lives. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't regulate it and watch out that people are honest and all that. But they should not be constantly butting in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same idea of what's happening with the disabled. They run the whole thing. Money goes to the agencies, doesn't go to us. People get stuck in thrown into nursing homes. They take all your money. There's government right there. They license the nursing homes. You know, there's no protection when you're denied a service dog. The government allows the schools to exist and to be tax exempt and take in thousands and thousands of dollars. But they don't protect us.
That's right.
So there's the same idea that somebody hit on. That the federal government is interfering with these stock market. Now, the stock market was down today. And they were saying that a lot of the economic people are waiting for the Fed to raise interest rates. You know? So there's an interference right there.
Of course,
But the government needs to listen to the people more who are involved with these things. That's the point. You know, we live it with being disabled, and a lot of people who are investing in the stock market, they live it with their money.
Yeah, they do.
Well, there you have it.
I had more issues with that, trying to find more protected investments and diversified.
Well, yeah, but if you constantly have the federal government butting in, that's going to change.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to change.
Yeah, it is.
You may not be able to use your ingenuity, you know, and instinct and all that. You know, if they butt in and change something, see how that works?
Yeah, I do. It really is a big difference. Because if they're starting to butt in and you need to have the space to think about how you want to invest, you know, then, you know, that's not a good situation. Because then they
come
in.
Well, the president needs to come up with a different approach.
Right.
That's what it is. This approach of the federal government is very traditional.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
that's
and obviously it hasn't worked too well.
No, it's a conservative approach. Very conservative approach. Sometimes if they go in too conservative, it will backfire. Nothing will move. There'll be just, you know, stagnant resources there, and that's not a good thing either. And I'm not into stocks that move too quickly either. I'm sort of in the middle. I like everything in the middle. Because then if something goes cuckoo, you have the stocks that are going to, you know, support you and have, you know, something there. Then, you know, it goes back and forth. We all know that. We all accept the risk when you're going there. You have some stocks that are steady that won't move so much, but they have a steady, you know, balance and everything like that. So you put into it and that's it. You forget about it a little, you know.
Yeah, but at least you have a law there. You have a federal law with the things that we have to deal with.
We don't
have law, no regulations to protect you.
No, there isn't.
So there's
really
the difference.
Isn't. That was a big difference. I wish I could say, you know, when people ask me, well, why isn't there a law for that? People have asked me that. I said, I don't know exactly what happened.
But the politicians never passed it, that's why.
I know. I mean, how could they? It's more like how could they not pass it? She said.
Because they don't give a damn about us.
That's true.
They believe
and
that they know best for our lives.
That's the scary part. Really, it is.
Well, it's the same thing with what I just said with the feds with the stock market.
Yeah. You know,
same
it's
idea.
Weird. I've been
only there you have more rights.
Oh, yeah. I've been disabled since the age of 20, so it's been a very difficult time. I had eyesight problems, but nobody, you know, said to me that I needed really strong glasses, and if I had the really strong glasses with vision therapy, I probably think I would have gotten better a little. You know, and then wore really strong glasses to school and all of that, I probably would have gotten better. But no, they didn't do that. You know, the easy way out they took. You know, Frank,
and
maybe
somebody
it would
read
have been
to
better.
Me today about the Pfizer vaccine, how it's been definitely linked to inflammation of the heart, myocarditis,
nice.
And so on and so forth. So here, if you get the vaccine, follow this. If you get the vaccine, and then you get the virus, you know, and you come down with the myocarditis, there's a sure way you can die because now your heart is tremendously overworked trying to fight off this virus.
Yeah, it sure is.
See how dangerous that is?
It's very dangerous. And myocarditis at that. You know, that's really, really dangerous. Very.
Well, that's why they shouldn't allow people to take that stuff.
No, yeah. I mean, it's got...
What they should do is find a holistic group of doctors and say, what can people take instead of this vaccine?
Yeah.
That's what they need to do.
They had hydroxychloroquine, and President Trump bought a whole shipload of them practically, and nobody used them. So that was one thing that
yeah, because they're going by the
used.
by the stupid ass medical profession, who are only interested
in
making money.
That one you told me, didn't you tell me that? What's his name? Former President Trump said that he found other people saying that that's a good preventative measure, and people were buying them like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, remember, these doctors cannot protect you. You know?
Yeah.
You
got to
protect
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really the way it's going to happen. You
got to
analyze, protect yourself, and smarten up and all that.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, brought to you by the Big East Fakita Rescue. And thank you to Joanne Diamond and all the gang down there in South Jersey for the food and the ARC rescue tablets for my dog. Thank you so much for that. So, great, great people, the Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. All right, nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085, and find out about how he can help you with the dog food and cat food.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even the medical. Yes, all the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Corey Foster, Avante, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, many, many others. Watch out for the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner
That's
Sight reminds you. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our office number, 631-224-3090. All right, Inner Sight. We want to thank our friends at Suffolk Bus Corp. Thank Silo for keeping the show on the air.
Yeah.
Their number is 631-880-7929.
That's correct.
All right. And give him a call if you need any info about disabled rights or programs or anything like that. Give him a call.
Yeah.
Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can put it right here and talk about it. And let's see. What else we got? Oh, Able News.
Yes.
How about the Able
bring
News?
Bring it up. Yeah, I'll bring it up. Give me a second. I wasn't expecting
Inner Sight on the Able News.
He queued
Angela
me up.
Melanie.
I'm like, he wants me now? Oh, gosh. That's what my brain said. I'm like, I don't even have the board up because I was doing something for us. Give me a second.
All right.
Oh, here it is.
Matt or Glad Monday. All right, let me do a show while you're doing that. Do that quietly.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm all right.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and voice your opinion on anything you're mad about or glad about. We have somebody on the line?
Yeah, we have Anthony, and I also have the Able News.
Let's do the Able News, and then we'll take the phone call.
Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, Monday, Man of Glad. Let's see, tomorrow night is open mic.
Open
Wednesday
mic.
Night is the
yeah.
nursing home show. Thursday night, I think we have a title. You can't live a normal life when you're disabled.
Yep.
And Friday is the frolic. So that's the week, 8 to 9 every weeknight. Blog Talk Radio. And we have, what, 113,165?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
All right, listens.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight, let's take a phone call
okay.
from Brooklyn, New York.
All right, here he comes. Come on. I got it, I think. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm okay, just taking it easy. So I'm happy. That's good. I'm happy that Eric Adams is going to crack down on all the gun violence in New York, so he says. But I'm upset with him because he said that he wants to make it to where a police officer has to live in the community in which they serve. Mm-hmm. Now, how many police officers do you know actually live in the community in which they serve? And if they, you know, serve a bad neighborhood, they're not going to want to live there. And I just think it's wrong for him to do that. And I kind of think that he is kind of like de Blasio, and he wants to kiss these criminals' ass, because he said, he wants them to be uniform so the criminals don't say that they feel like they're being jumped, you know. So, I mean, I think, you know, that he's going to crack down on it because he's under pressure, you know, and he was a former cop, but I really wonder how much he's really on the cop side, because, you know, there's still that element out there that doesn't want to see criminals be punished, and, you know, I think that that's what it's all about, you know, and, you know, frankly, I don't care where you live, as long as you, you know, get rid of the violence and the guns and things like that. But to be honest with you...
Excuse me, Anthony. Did he give any details how he's going to do this cracking down on the crime?
Well, they're going to bring back the anti-crime unit, you know, that they were plainclothes before. But, you know, he's going to add more police officers to the streets. They're going to do something where, you know, they're going to try to intercept the guns at the border before they, you know, get here. And then they're going to track down the, you know, sellers that are selling the guns from out of state. Because, you know, a lot of the problems is that the guns are coming from other states like South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And places where, you know, gun laws are very loose. And South Carolina is a very beautiful, you know, peaceful, quiet place. But every city has its ghettos. And, you know, I really think that it's largely to blame on de Blasio, because he had a very laid-back attitude about this type of stuff and didn't really care. And he just wanted to save money and, you know, said, well, we're going to have a smaller police department, and then he was the one who, you know, abolished the anti-crime unit in the first place because he said they were too rough on criminals, and, you know, they were accused of police brutality too much, and, you know, we don't really need it, and you know, he was all, you know, it seemed to be about criminal justice reform. And part of the problem, too, is this bail reform that keeps allowing these prisoners to get out of jail regardless of what they do, you know. And it's a shame, but, you know, we'll see what happens, and I'll hope for the best. But a lot of this,
well,
you know,
I just want to add a couple of things to that, because I'm not a big believer in psychology, but sometimes it can help, you know. I think they ought to have some kind of a method where they're going to look at people. I don't want to use the word analyze, but where they're going to look at people and determine, should this person is this the type of a person that should have a gun? You see? Mm. They should put these people through some kind of a testing method,
yeah.
You know, and an evaluation. And the other thing is, I'd like to see them use more firearm dogs, because the dog can let you know that this person has a gun a block away or more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they need to get more dogs trained to deter and to, you know, single out that this person has a firearm.
Well, they claim that
I would add to it.
They claim that they do that. You know, they evaluate in court, you know, whether a person is a threat to society, and they also check any criminal background issues and all that. But I think that a lot of these sellers really just sell it, you know, to sell it in mass and make money, and they really don't care what happens after that, you know. And, you know, you can blame a lot of this on the NRA and their belief that everybody should have the right to carry a gun. And, you know, I think that if we had that, then people would just, you know, shoot each other because they skipped them in line, you know what I mean? And you would have to be so fearful because you don't know who has a gun and who doesn't, you know? And I really think that it's there was one person, there was one teenage boy that shot a cop, and he was, you know, on parole. Then they let him out on bail. Then she didn't want to do anything else with the district attorney because she said he was already on bail and probation and this and that. So it's like, you know, if you got punished twice, they're softening up on you now more than they were before, and that's a problem too. And I just feel like everybody wants to over-coddle these criminals. I mean, why don't we just wrap them up in a blanket and sing them a lullaby and feed them a bottle and, you know, give them a pacifier? You know, I get sick of it, and I hate to sound harsh, but to an extent I get to the point where you just lock them up and throw away the key because, you know, I mean, I'm fed up to the top of my chest with it where I don't care what happens with their lives. I mean, people want to make excuses about, oh, well, you have to have jobs and this and that. There's plenty of jobs out there. They just don't want to do any jobs. They don't want to work. They don't want to, you know, apply themselves. They don't want to put in any hours. And, you know, they want fast money that a regular job cannot produce. And, you know, they want it to the point where, you know, you climb to the top of the ladder, 1, 2, 3, and, you know, they'll get a job and work for a few months and then quit, or work a week and get a paycheck and then quit. And, you know, they're not entitled to, you know, college-level jobs, because if they don't, then they're going to go out and rob and kill people, you know, and we shouldn't over-coddle them because they're the type that want to sit home and scratch their ass and watch TV, you know. And
They got to find a way to keep violent people away from other people. That's the key.
They have it, Frank. I mean, but it's the issue of this other side, very liberal side that, you know, don't do this to them, don't do that to them. They had a hard life. Give them
sympathy.
Oh,
that's a bunch of bull. They haven't had a hard life like me. I'd like to see them deny their eyes and go into a nursing home and that kind of crap.
Exactly.
And no enforcement on accessibility.
They'll use an excuse that this one died or that one died, or they don't have a good education, or they can't read, but if you gave them SSI, Frank, they would spend it all in a day, and they would never live like that, you know what I mean, because they want to live as upscale of a life as possible to to sit home and do nothing and live in somebody's house and eat up the food and just, you know, be able to buy whatever they want, you know, expensive clothes and a nice car and drugs and alcohol and hang out and party and, you know, go out and rob an old lady and steal and rob from stores and disrupt, you know, hardworking communities and, you know, bother and you know, hurt and rob people that work for, you know, their hard-earned living every day, you know, and sweat to make money.
Oh, you
got to
get
know,
the right kind of politician to kick ass.
Yeah,
yeah, but they're hard to find.
The only way to
days.
Do it.
And people hated Giuliani because of the way he was, and they said he was divisive, this and that. But, you know, I did believe on him. I did, you know, support his tough stance on crime, and he didn't
yeah,
put
like
up with
to.
Bullshit. I mean,
no, he didn't, because he was a DI in the past. My uncle used to work for the 103 precinct, and he had 32 years in as a police officer, both undercover and also he did surveillance, and then he went on beat. And, you know, years ago, he was on the 103 beat, you know, in that whole area. He knew that he couldn't do it anymore when he said, oh, I think I better, you know, report to my boss to say to him I can't do it anymore because, you know, I told the criminal that if he doesn't stop running, I'm going to have to shoot him. So he didn't want to do that anymore. No, he was, you know, they were running after him, and he just started breathing heavy. He goes, I don't want to, you know, have to shoot you. Please stop, you know. So
yeah,
basically, he said, never again am I going to do that, you know.
Yeah, they don't let you work these days, you know, more than 25 years. You know, you could retire early at 20 years now. 25 is the latest. I mean, you know, unless they're going to promote you and maybe you're going to do some kind of behind-the-desk job in the precinct. But I just feel like police officers aren't appreciated, you know, as much as they should be, and, you know, they don't get paid
they
like they should.
About that. They
yeah.
were actually complaining about that.
They improved, you know, it. I mean, they give them more money than they used to, and I think
yeah, they
you know,
have.
Part of the bonus of being a police officer is that you get better benefits, but if you go to Long Island and, you know, Suffolk County and places like
oh,
that,
you get
they pay
better.
Much better, and they give you
yeah.
much
benefits.
Better benefits.
Hey, Anthony,
yeah,
let me ask you something, because I know you listen to the news a lot. Did you hear any information about Trump with this thing going on with Russia and the Ukraine?
Yeah, I heard
it. I didn't hear anything about Trump saying anything about it, but I know that Biden put the army on high alert, and you know, he said be ready to go to war with them. So I don't know if they're going to take that as a threat and back off. You know, or if Biden will, you know, strike in the middle of the night and follow through with his threats, and then, you know, before we know it, we'll go through a 20-year-long war, which, you know, people hate Biden for, and I think he's doing bad enough as it is, and he better watch what he does, because he's up for re-election, and nobody will vote for him again, and, you know, God knows, I mean, how old he's going to be when he does run for re-election, so maybe people would take that into consideration. And there are people that think that he has, you know, dementia and issues like that. And you know, and frankly, he doesn't, you know, seem to want to be bothered with the press as it is. When he does press conferences, he'll say, "I'm not supposed to answer questions right now. I've answered enough questions. You know." That's enough. You know, he'll say all kind of things. He'll become argumentative. He'll yell at them, you know, when they ask too many questions. I mean, he's very blunt and to the point, and he kind of reminds me of like a grouchy old man. And to a point, Frank, I've got to be honest with you.
I got to go back to the basement.
Yeah, I regret voting for him, and I thought that he would do much better. I mean, I know that he's old and he needs a break, but it, you know, it just seems to me that, you know, he can't handle the job, period. And, you know, Carmella, I mean, it's not because, you know, I'm watching alternative news stories, but she's basically, you know, in control of the border, and, you know, she's not controlling anything. And, I mean, even if you are for immigrant rights, I don't really see anything he's doing for the country much that we should celebrate and be happy for. I mean, I like the fact that, you know, they're allowing people to come here and work and establish themselves alive, and, you know, I feel sorry for the kids that were separated at the border and stuff like that. But like I said, to give them thousands and thousands of dollars for it, for something that they broke the law to begin with, is, you know, ass-kissing, and I don't believe in that. You know, it's not like something that, you know, happened to you that was an accident that you sue for and you get compensated for. You broke the law, and then you get paid for it. So, you know, if I go break into a store and I steal everything out of the store, and then I eat everything there is, and then have spent all my money, and I don't have any money to buy any more groceries, should they pay me now for robbing the store? I mean, I don't know. It's a joke to me what's going on with this Biden administration. And I mean, I don't think he's going to step down because it's too complicated for the Democrats to replace him. And then, you know, it would somehow tip the balance of the government as far as, like, you know, what party is in charge. And I've heard that the Democrats won't be able to, you know, select who would replace him so easily, and they're saying that they don't like Carmella and she wouldn't be capable or interested in taking the job. But, I don't really think we're in good shape, and I'm sorry to see that this is happening in this country, but I don't really worry about it because we only have to deal with him for 4 years and then we can get someone else in. It's no big deal.
Yeah, whatever's going to be is going to be.
Yeah. You know, it's nothing to get
worried
over. Yeah. I don't worry about it at all. You know,
all right,
like,
inside.
It's really not.
Anything else, Anthony?
No, thank you, Frank. That's about it.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone call. Inner
well,
Sight, Man of Glad.
Yeah, I'm going to try
to mute. Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, phone number here. And you're mad about something, you're glad about something, you know, you can talk about it right here.
Yeah.
I can't say off the top of my head that I'm glad about anything that's happening with the disabled.
That's true.
Nothing that I can think of or that I know of. You know, it's the same old humdrum stuff, and it's it's horrible the way we're treated.
That's true.
It's horrible that a disabled person cannot try to get ahead and get a job and make a few extra dollars without having the fear of hanging over their head that the government's going to cut their check.
Yep.
I mean, what the hell kind of stuff is that? What are we? We're not going to get rich over the little bit of disability that the government puts out for us.
You know, the best thing that I found, Frank, is that they made a mistake with my money and gave me a large check of $5,000, and they kept doing it, the stupid idiots. Excuse me, I had to say that, and it made me feel fractionally better, but they made my overpayment. They made what I had in the bank and said, this is how much you owe. I'm like,
When did this happen? You're talking about recently?
No, the old one.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh, that old stuff. Well, you had a horrible lawyer, and you should.
I did.
You never should have went to court, first of all.
Yeah, it should have been
never
settled.
Never went to court.
Well, if I didn't speak up, I wouldn't have had $20,000 taken off. So that's
You never should have went. You should have paid them a little at a time,
yeah.
Especially if you're disabled.
But they're not.
You know, if they didn't go for that, I would have gone to the newspapers. That was a big mistake going to court. The lawyer made money on you. That's all it was.
$4,000 I had to pay for that mess.
Don't ever go to court, world.
No,
if you're in a situation like that, you know. Call Innersight. We'll help you. You know, make a deal with the Social Security, and you can pay. If they say you got to pay them back, you know, you pay them back a little bit at a time. You claim hardship.
Right.
And if it goes too far,
you
go to the news media.
That's
and let people know.
Yeah.
That way, you have a chance to raise money to pay them back. See, there's the other benefit of that. That's what you should have done. Not messing around with these courts and all this crap, and they don't care about people who are disabled.
No, they don't.
We know that.
Yeah, well, for a long time.
That was a big mistake you made.
You know? Oh, I know, but I didn't meet you guys then. It was before that time, so I didn't know that was a big error.
You should have figured it out on your own. Common sense tells you.
Well, I usually do.
My brother had that situation, and he paid him, $10 a month?
He still owes it?
And then they didn't bother him anymore. No, he doesn't owe anything.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Years ago.
Since I was basically kicked under the table by my lawyer, and I said to him,
I would have kicked him back. I would have.
I didn't. You know what I said? I would have
charged them with
assault,
with violence in the courtroom.
No, you know what I said? You do that again, right in front of the judge. Don't kick me like that. You do that again, I'm reporting it. That's all I said.
I would have reported it the first time he did it.
Well, he did it like crazy. He really hurt my legs. I was like, what the hell do you think you're doing? And I'm on crutches and a walker at that time.
I would have told the judge, Your Honor, I want an adjournment. My lawyer is getting violent.
Yeah, he was.
He just kicked me.
Yeah, he didn't want me to say
adjournment.
Something.
I'm firing my lawyer. I would have told him right there in
there
the
court. There you go.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't give it to me, I'm calling every news network in the city and telling them what just happened here.
Well, I learned that from you guys when coming
That's
to the
what
studio
I would have
and everything. You know, I learned
you
to learn
to stand
temper.
Up for yourself better, man.
No, I'm saying I learned standing up for myself from Joe, from a lot of the advocates that we've had on the shows. I really learned a lot since that time. You know.
Anyway, Innersight, we have to get. Some of these crazy regulations out of our lives.
Yeah, we do.
Because these regulations are making people's lives worse.
Yes,
they're preventing us from getting ahead. They're preventing us from getting a job.
Yeah.
They're preventing thousands of people from getting a service dog.
Yeah.
They're pushing millions of people into nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know? This whole system is ganged up against us.
Yep.
You know? You talk about the average person who is not disabled and can see and all that and go out and get a job and whatever, and they're complaining? They don't know what the hell complaining is. They don't know what it is. They got everything.
Yeah. They got everything as well. They have a lot. To be thankful for, I'd say. You know, a lot more than
so we have to find a way to get these damn regulations changed. Because we're treated like garbage.
Oh, yeah.
We really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And Innersight is determined to do it. That's why we do this show.
Oh, yeah.
213-816-1650, Innersight, Matt O'Glad, 839, New York.
I'm sorry. I'm going to start Hold on.
What?
I'll try and see.
Speak
I said
up.
I'm going to start. What? Speak up. I'm going to see if there's anybody calling. I'll answer it. Okay.
All right. You call in, keep it clean, or we'll boot your ass off. Keep it clean.
That's true.
You know, we don't care what you say, but keep it clean.
That's true.
All right.
Even if you explain
stuff. Matter glad Monday.
Clean, yeah, we keep you
what?
On. Even if you're explaining stuff and it's kept clean, we'll keep you on. That's all.
Yeah. Anybody on the line?
I'm looking now. I had to refresh it.
All right.
It's taking a while, though. No, we're good.
Yeah. It seems like a quiet night on the phone.
In a sight. Yeah, I know.
All right.
We just got...
But that's all
you know,
right.
All the people have been answered. You've got Anthony, myself, and you. That's it. And Louis seemed to pop off.
What?
I'm sorry, Louis wasn't here.
Louis called in?
No.
Oh, all right. Oh, tomorrow night, Louis' night to call in.
Yeah, Louis' night, yeah.
To promote
the Friday.
Frolic.
Yeah.
Right here on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Matt or Glad. And,
yeah.
You know, be glad that if you have your health.
Oh, yeah.
Be glad. Don't ruin it.
Oh, no, you got to really
say. Now, you know, one thing that makes me mad is people who are healthy,
mm-hmm.
and they watch this stupid news, and they listen to these jackass doctors. Remember, these doctors and the World Health Organization and everybody else affiliated, let this stuff come in here. How can you trust people that allow that to happen? And not only did they let it come in here, they refused to recognize other types of healing people that can help.
That's right. Or they have those other types. Because I heard something that I just got to find out if it came from a traditional source. They refused to look in their own alternative source and actually compare some notes. Say, oh, yeah, that's similar to, you know, whatever they said, you know, work for. And then they should just say, oh, that's similar to this or that or the other thing, mostly organic stuff, and let people know so people can substitute. You don't know what things could be capable of.
And then people make the mistake of they don't feel well. Maybe they got a little cold, sniffles, little temperature. Right away they run to these hospitals where you can compound any symptoms.
Right.
And catch something on top of it.
Yeah.
See, people don't realize that if you're run down and you're not feeling well, and you go into a place where there's multiple germs, and viruses spread around, and bacteria, and you catch something, it's going to complicate the whole issue.
Yeah.
Stay away from those places.
Yeah.
You know, learn to do it on your own. Now, I'd like to know the statistics, and I bet you can't find them. Statistics, how many people who supposedly got this virus and took care of it themselves and got through it fine.
No.
No vaccine, no doctors, nothing.
I'll look. Let me see if I can get it.
What's
quick.
The numbers on that?
I'd like to know.
Yeah, you won't find that. They
well,
don't want
we'll
you
see.
To know. You
well,
won't
that's
find
probably
that.
Why.
And the other thing is, how many people who were vaccinated came down with the virus?
Oh, that's
there's another
how
statistic.
Many people
that you won't find, I'll bet you.
Wait a minute, how many people? Oh, hold on. I typed it wrong. How many people?
All right, do that quietly.
No, wait a minute. What did you say? How many people
How many people who are vaccinated came down with the virus?
No, the other one. There's one before.
How many people who got the virus?
Yeah.
Got a virus and stayed themselves at home and got through it fine and took care of themselves and you know, it went away.
Okay. All right.
So those are the two different categories, you know. But I doubt very much if you'll find information on that. Now I heard on the news the other day that they said that the children's hospitals in different cities have been filling up with sick youngsters. You know. Now, how many of those children were vaccinated? See?
I don't know that number. I'm looking it up.
Now remember, once you're vaccinated and you get the damn thing, that means the vaccination didn't work. Okay?
Yeah, with the extra antibodies, you mean?
If you get complications from that vaccination,
you have more.
You're going to get worse.
That's right.
If it doesn't work, then you got the danger of complications.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Get back to the other page.
Be smart.
Yeah.
You know?
Be smart and feel that if you have enough coverage, you know, of all the things that you've done, you know, a bit, you know, just make sure that you've done a lot with, you know, vitamin D, all different stuff. It really helps towards, you know, help.
And
you know,
don't trust
sure
the people who allow this stuff to come in this country. Now, my doctor told me, I'm not going to mention his name for obvious reasons. My doctor told me don't take it.
Yeah.
How many, here's another statistic. How many doctors have told people that?
Too many, probably.
They're not telling you that either.
No, they aren't.
There's a medical statistic from the AMA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Look that up.
You're not going to get
how
it
many
right
doctors
on the internet.
Have instructed their patients not to take the COVID vaccination.
Yeah.
All these different aspects of this thing.
Yeah, I know. Where's
and I bet
man?
You can't get one word on it.
No. A question, I couldn't get anything. What's the next question? Well, I'll type it straight in.
You know there's got to be thousands and thousands of people. They don't want you to know.
Yeah. Okay.
See? That's why I don't trust these son of a bitches. I'm going to get like President Biden. He called some reporter a son of a bitch. I'm calling these doctors a son of a bitch. Tell the truth. Put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least tell the truth.
Who did he call it?
Be honest.
SOB? I'd like to know who he called an SOB.
Some reporter, I don't know, from Fox News.
Why did he call him an SOB?
I don't know. I didn't get the whole story. I just got it.
But that's weird. You know, why would you call
somebody a little piece of it.
SOB? Yeah.
I think he did it,
and
he wasn't aware of it. The mic was open. And.
He's so aloof sometimes.
They picked
he really
it up.
Is. Yeah, but you know.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
At least he's real. But where's the answer to all my different questions? Did you find one?
Yeah, not one. I just looked.
There
the
it
one
is.
One that came the closest with a possibility was the first one and everything else. It's what we got on the other ones. They're pretty much the same.
What? Say that again? I don't understand what you're saying.
I said we looked up some other stuff, remember? And they came out pretty good, but you have to just, you know, look it up again and see if anything has changed. I'm talking about the definitions for...
Oh, there's nothing there.
No, I know.
There's no figures, there's no answers.
Nothing.
So they're keeping the truth from people.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to know how many people who are vaccinated have gotten the virus.
I can't give you that answer. I don't have it. Not yet.
And then went to the hospital. Here, go further with that. Went to the hospital and came down with serious complications.
Oh, yeah.
See?
I won't doubt that our friend
tell you that either.
Joseph Arion actually came down with COVID. I won't doubt it. It probably was in the hospital system more earlier than it was. That's how I feel, at least.
Oh, sure. Well, when I went to visit Joe a couple of days later, I got a cold.
There was
something there. Something in that room.
I think there was, yeah.
You know? But of course, I took my oil of oregano, and it didn't go into anything serious.
Thank God, yeah.
I mean, it certainly helped, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But all these different questions have no answers. And why not?
Why not? You're supposed to have answers.
I mean, if you call, you know, it'd be interesting to do. Put in a call. If I remember, I'll do it tomorrow. So the John Hopkins, they're supposed to be the statistical giant.
They wanted me to
on
go
all this
there,
stuff, right?
They wanted me to go there.
Stay away from that place.
I
anyway, you know, you put in a call. And you get somebody on the phone who does statistics, you know?
Okay.
And let's see what they say.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they're going to say, oh, there's no statistics on that, sir.
Yeah.
They're in Baltimore, aren't they?
Yeah, Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland, I think.
Be interesting to...
I'm not sure.
Give them a call just to see what they say.
Tomorrow.
We
could do that.
Publish that tomorrow on open mic.
Yeah, we could do that, yeah.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. This
crazy stuff.
People are watching what's going to happen in the United States, so let's make them all pleasantly surprised and just be America. Let's not, you know, this is not a war. This here is, you know, something that we could put our minds to and make it anything we want. Make it something good. That's what I would love to see.
Make what something good? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the United States of America staying together and listening to each other and being a heartfelt country like we always have been. That's all I want.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. You know, if Russia goes off their rocker and invades the Ukraine, there's going to be some kind of a war, a battle.
That's exactly right. And that would not be good.
Crazy.
No, it wouldn't be.
Especially now.
Yep.
With all
you know
this
what?
Stuff called this virus stuff going on.
I don't think they should go into a war. You know?
Well, we have bases in the Ukraine, don't we?
I believe so, some only.
Yeah, so we're not going to let people attack our military and not protect them.
No, we have to keep things nice. No way, that's not what is going to happen. We need to protect everything about that march, you know?
So hopefully these leaders of this country will come to their senses and realize, you know, but who knows? There's probably natural resources in that country that Russia wants to tap into. It's usually what it is.
Yeah. Usually, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. You want to
what
call in?
You
got a few minutes
about?
Left. What?
What were you mad or glad about this week?
Mad or glad?
Hmm.
Well, I'm glad that I'm feeling a little better, a little under the weather.
Oh, good.
So, feeling better.
I am too.
You know, taking my stuff and resting. You know,
that's good.
Take it easy.
Very good.
I'm very mad about this government that doesn't protect us.
No, it doesn't.
You know? And whenever there's a crisis, we're the ones who suffer the most because we don't have the basics to begin with.
Yeah. It's true.
They cut back on other things.
To make it more.
When there's a crisis.
Yeah.
And we feel it more than anybody else because we didn't have the basics to begin with. See?
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's how the damn thing, that's why it's very important to at least have the necessities that people need, you know, be able to read a sign, a traffic light, whatever, a store window, you know. You know, the basic stuff that we're talking about, that everybody else has, that's what we're talking about. You know? So now they're using the virus as an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Get the stuff.
Not to do things. So if the Russians invade Ukraine, now they'll have another excuse.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it sure is.
All right, Inner Sight, we're going to be with you tomorrow night on the open mic.
Yes, we are.
And I'd like to appeal to the Russian premier. Our show goes to Russia.
Yeah, too.
You know, we don't want any Russian people to die either.
That's true.
Know? Not just the American. My grandma was Russian. She came from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
We urge you, sir, to do whatever you can to prevent a consultation and a war.
Yeah.
And concentrate on getting people well and find some other way to get the resources out of that country or whatever it is you're seeking, you know. So we appeal to you from Inner Sight to do something about it in a peaceful way and stand up for what's right. The world needs peace right now, especially with all these people in the hospitals.
Yeah, true.
Well, there you have it. There's the Inner Sight view on the whole thing. And that's directed even more so to the Russian people, because I'm sure that there are millions of Russian people in that country who don't want war. So there you have it.
Yep.
Please. We don't need a big mess.
No.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom.
Yeah. Advocates
for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number office is 631-224-3090.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been Inner Sight Matter Glad Monday. So catch us tomorrow night on open mic where you can pick your own subject. Be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners, callers, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And thank you for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Around the world. All right? And, be careful out there.
Oh, yeah.
Get some of that good sunshine.
I have to.
All right. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner.
Good night, everybody.
Inner Sight.
Inner Sight. Good night.